Rocking le Sacred Airwaves and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Your business deserves the freedom to move at full speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease. Complete transactions in seconds and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime. No delays. No disruptions. Only seamless, secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank. More than banking.
Cancel to prosecute CDF loan defaulters. Police warns Copperbelt gangs. In African news, Israel recognizes Somaliland as independent state, Netanyahu says. To present the news, my name is Blessa Chua. Nyimba Town Council has resolved to take legal action against all Constituency Development Fund CDF loan beneficiaries who have defaulted on repayments from 2022 to 2025. The decision follows the issuance of demand letters to 100 beneficiaries who were given a 21-day ultimatum to clear their outstanding loan balances. However, the council says none of the beneficiaries complied with the notices within the stipulated time frame. According to the local authority, even beneficiaries who had entered into repayment agreements failed to honor their commitments, resulting in continued non-remittance of monthly loan installments. Nyimba Town Council Public Relations Officer Miriam Mosiku says the persistent defaulting has negatively affected the CDF loan revolving fund, limiting access to the facility for other deserving members of the community. Ms. Wasiku charged that in order to safeguard our public resources and ensure accountability, the council has resolved to institute legal proceedings against all defaulting beneficiaries.
Decision follows an issuance of demand notices to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, granting them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle all their outstanding loan balances. The local authority regrets to note that none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame. Furthermore, beneficiaries who entered in two payment plans with the local authority have failed to honor the agreement repayment charges. As a result, beneficiaries have not been remitting their monthly loan repayment installments. This situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program.
A resident of Y2K compound in Mokushi District, Benua Okafula, has emphasized the importance of maintaining cleanliness in the district, particularly as the rainy season continues. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, and Mr. Kafula urged community members, especially those operating in trading places, to ensure that their surroundings are kept clean in order to promote public health and environmental safety. He further warned that indiscriminate disposal of garbage in undesignated areas could trigger a cholera outbreak in Mokushi, stressing the need for residents to use a designated garbage pits and bins. Kupa Belta Province Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has warned gangs that are terrorizing people in communities that the police would deal with them with full force. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Yui says the police will handle gangs legally and they have already set a plan for them. He said that a few days ago, 14 gangs were rounded up with several suspects, mostly minors who were picked up in the Mufrila district. He added that now peace has been restored in the district. He said the gangs that are terrorizing the communities are young and can easily be stopped by police. And Chifubu Ward Councillor Evaristo Banda said residents in the ward are not free because they're being attacked by gangs in the area. Mr. Banda said most of the residents that are being attacked are motorbike transporters. He has since called on the police to secure the area. BYZ Campaign Executive Director Ivan Sungoma has called on the Minister of Education to prescribe a clear and uniform standards for school desks and ensure that contractors strictly adhere to them. This follows the revelations contained in the Auditor General's report, which indicate that most contractors have failed to deliver desks that met the required standards. Mr. Ngoma says that setting clear specifications will help protect the taxpayers' money and guarantee that learners are studying in safe and conducive environments. He notes that the government must ensure desks are supplied under the Constituency Development Fund CDF projects meet the highest quality standards to provide value for the money and long-term impact. He emphasizes that supplying desks is not just about furnishing classrooms, but about investing in the future of children and strengthening local economies. Mr. Ngoma asked that the use of medium-density fiber boards, MDF, for desktops and bases, combined with the strong steel frames,